This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, June 23rd. Well, the stock market's ending on a whimper because the economic news outside the United States is truly bleak. So let's just go back and reiterate what's been going on this week. You may know on Tuesday that President Biden had a campaign event in California called President Xi in China, a dictator. And I don't always agree with Joe Biden, but that's true. Not only is he president for life, he basically got rid of all of what they call the reformers, the pro-business people running the Chinese government. So now there's no depth in China at all. And Xi's kind of got his hands full because everybody's scared of him. So China now has falling exports and imports. And when a big company like Foxconn, which does the subassembly for Apple for iPhones and stuff, makes a break to India and Vietnam, there's a problem, okay? And it just shows that the labor force in China is becoming increasingly unreliable. The people are increasingly unhappy. And there's just a lot of problems. So China may have negative GDP growth this quarter. Now, they probably will never admit that, okay? But based on the trade data, it sure looks that way. Again, their imports and exports are now falling. Okay, so that's the first problem, okay? The second problem is we had a PMI report come out in Europe, okay? And it was bleak. It was 50.3, down from 52.8. And anything below 50 is a recession. Now, we already have certain countries in Europe in recession. Ireland, Germany are in recession. Now, France decelerated rapidly. So you just can't have big economies, big components of Europe struggling. And you got the whole war thing going on, too. You know, Ukraine's not part of Europe, but they certainly kind of ruined the mood. And there's a lot of infighting what the outcome should be, because there seems to be no end game, because NATO's not eager to negotiate with Russia. So, what a mess, okay? So, you've got in the UK, they raise rates more than expected. The European Central Bank wants to keep raising rates. There's something called a misery index in the UK. That's at an all-time high. And, you know, you just can't have a country where your electric bills, most people can't afford. So the government's got to provide relief. And now you've got most people on adjustable mortgages and rates are going higher. So you're going to take more money out of their pocketbook. So this ruins something called the velocity of money, which is how fast money changes hands. And it's very sad. So that's what's going on outside of America. In America, we're fine. Yeah, based on the last retail sales report I saw, consumers were spending money at 10 of the 13 industries surveyed. Americans are just happier people, you know. Our housing starts had the strongest surge in 6 years. People are adapting, okay? And so we are the oasis around the world. But this bleak picture outside of America is causing commodity prices to fall. Now, crude oil is ending the week on a weak note, but, okay, a lot of my refiners are up because the crack spread's wide, and that's how refineries make money. And the oil patch is going to make quite a bit of money because it's the summer months. Demand's very strong, and some of the energy companies are also producing more oil. So let's not worry about that. But I do want you to know the news is getting truly weird, okay? And the weirdest, of course, is Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg don't like each other, okay? And they've been very critical of each other for years. And Zuckerberg seems to want to basically steal a lot of Twitter's business, the traditional business they had. And so Elon Musk on Tuesday challenged him to a cage fight, okay? And there's something called the Octagon. And so, anyway, so Mark Zuckerberg agreed. So this guy called Dana White, who you may know runs the Ultimate Fighting League and all that stuff, has contacted both of them, and they seem to be serious. So there might be a cage fight in Las Vegas with Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. Now, just so you know, Zuckerberg's in shape. He's a jiu-jitsu champion. Elon Musk doesn't work out, okay? Also, he's older, bigger. So he's planning to sit on Mark, okay, in the cage. Anyway, so, and just to add more entertainment value, Joe Rogan might be the referee. So, this is getting to be a little bizarre, but this is the world we live in. Google Analytics runs the world. It doesn't matter what we're talking about, sports, entertainment, business, lifestyle, politics, only extreme things get hits. And a lot of these people, especially ones that are addicted to social media, like apparently Mr. Zuckerberg and Mr. Musk, want constant attention. And they might have invented a new way to do this. So it'll be fascinating if this actually comes to fruition. You know, it's I find it very amusing that business leaders now want this kind of attention. So, that's your entertainment for the week, I guess, now that the business news is becoming entertainment news. Next Monday is the final Russell realignment. You'll see certain stocks pop. Intest, as an example, INTT is being added to the Russell indices. So it should have a nice pop. It already has gone up quite a bit. We'll get more pops. The final Russell list comes out today. And so that's a big deal. And then the market will settle down. The other thing that's going on with the market is the 10-year Treasury yield has come down quite a bit here, but the yield curve is over 100 basis points inverted. That's a big inversion, okay? The Fed and the Treasury Department really, really got to work on uninverting that yield curve. So that just makes some people nervous, but hey, if you invest in money market products, at least you're getting a higher yield. So fascinating times we're in, but I do expect a nice pop on Monday from the annual Russell realignment. And then hopefully we'll finish the quarter on a strong note. We usually do going into holiday weekends. So this week should have been the pause, just a normal pause after some strong weeks. And then after the 4th of July weekend, we might have to consolidate a bit. And then we get ready for earnings season. We have had earnings come out this week. They all popped the stocks. So earnings are still working. So I'm very excited about another earnings season in the pipeline. So that's your news and entertainment for the week. And I'll update these podcasts during fast market conditions. But have a great weekend, everybody.